Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. William Wilson, Willillian, Willison, data service is 9/6/2022. And date of accident is 5/19/2022. Date of birth is 4/27/1976. Mr. William Wilson is a victim of a T-bone accident on driver's side where the impact caused him headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of equilibrium, loss of concentration, forgetfulness, spots in the vision, as well as a severe pain in the neck and mid-back and left shoulder region, along with numbness, tingling of the second, third, fourth finger of the left hand. Now the patient has had therapy for last several months with no major relief. MRI was positive for damage to C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 with herniated disc and bulging disc at L4, L5, L5-S1. In addition, patient has a total diffused full thickness tear of the entire distal supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons with severe tendinosis and effusion in the shoulder joint as well as AC joint. The patient was advised that he may benefit from steroid injections, which he agreed and provided a consent. In addition, the pains are around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 and left shoulder pain is 10. ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. No relief has been obtained so far and patient report that his ADLs are individually affected as follows: general activity, mood and walking ability, work, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10 over 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych is suffering from headaches that are quite severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 and affecting the front and the back of the head, and it is sensitive to the light and sensitive to the noise. And they are associated with difficulty sleeping, weakness and poor work performance. However, there is no vision disturbance and there is no blackout, fainting, or no loss of memory, loss of balance or loss of equilibrium, and no lack of focus, lack of concentration, and there is no confusion, disorientation. And the pain and numbness patient suffers from severe pain in the left left shoulder along the stiffness of the left shoulder and trigger points and spasm of the left trapezius muscle. He also reports of left lower back stiffness and a lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain. However, there is no difficulty walking and no other areas of pain. In the GI, patient reports nausea. Patient reports of no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has worsened and is not improving from the physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. He is also doing home therapy as well as yoga, heat, massage, no relief. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narcos, and substance abuse, none is listed. In the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 166 over 106, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 8/15/2022. Dictation number is 0816-004. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. We'll call the patient for a lumbar epidural steroid injection since his MRI have become available and they are showing a multiple issues. Number one, in the left shoulder, there is a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon along with the tendinitis. In addition, patient has a severe bursal effusion, subcoracoid and deltoid, and there is a small to moderate size effusion of the left shoulder. In the neck, he has been found to have a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and they are causing various kind of pathologies, including indenting the ventral thecal sac, causing bilateral neural foramen stenosis and canal stenosis, as well as ligamentum flavum hypertrophy. In the lumbar region, the patient has a bulging disc L4-5, L5-S1, leading to various issues, especially ligamentum flavum thickening and bilateral facet joint arthritis or arthropathy. The patient has been advised that series of injection 4 to 6 will help relieve the pain in the lower back and the neck, and also to the shoulder, with the decreased need for opiates and possibly avoiding surgery. The patient agrees to these procedures. All the risk and reward have been explained in fair detail. And patient will like to see an orthopedic surgeon for his shoulder, since there is a complete tear of the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon. The patient is being sent to Dr. Gary Gilliard, who is who is a sports medicine specialist at a spine specialist of Michigan. The patient is quite satisfied. His medications do continue for meloxicam, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Xenoflex, 4 milligram twice a day, and gabapentin, Neurontin, 660 tablet, one tablet twice a day for headaches and neuropathic pain, and Acifax, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach feeling, and Ambien, 5 milligram daily for at night for sleep. The patient is otherwise stable, and no other additional plan of care is reported. He's also being referred to a neuropsych evaluation and treatment to identify the TBI. Thank you.